Hello, and welcome back to my true crime podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Pena, and this episode is going to be about the Menendez brothers. Before we get into any crime or their backstory, I will put a warning out there that this episode does contain mentions of physical, mental, and sexual abuse. So if you are sensitive to that topic, I do recommend that you skip this episode and wait for the next one. So, you may have heard about the Menendez brothers as they had resurfaced the internet through TikTok, YouTube, from young teens. Then we're going to start off with their backstory. Lyle Menendez was the oldest of the two sons, the younger being Eric Menendez, son of Kitty and Jose Menendez. Kitty and Jose were very wealthy and live in Beverly Hills, California. Lyle Menendez was born on January 10, 1968, in New York, New York. He was favored by his father, while Eric Menendez, who was born on November 27, 1970, in Blackwood, New Jersey, was not favored or as important to his father as Lyle was. So when his father were to get mad, he wouldn't take it out on Lyle, but more so Eric. He would hit him and slap him, even if it wasn't his fault. At an early age, both brothers were set to accomplish big goals and dreams. This put a lot of pressure onto the two boys. Early in their childhood, both boys were physically, mentally, and sexually abused. This went on for many years, nonstop, until their parents were killed. Though the boys grew up rich, they did not have the full luxury, as most would with their parents' constant assault. As Eric grew older, he was more and more molested by his own father, and when he tried to tell his mother about it, she did nothing. As a child, when Lyle would go swimming, his father would hold him underwater till he was fighting for air, and that's what his father wanted, for it to be near death so he would have to fight for it. As a punishment, Eric's father, Jose, would sexually assault him. The only way Eric thought it would stop is if he would go away to college, which his father did not allow. And as for mental abuse, Kitty, their mother, would constantly tell them how they ruined her life and how she never wanted them. For physical abuse, they would chase him and hit them around the house. It was nonstop punishment. Hello and welcome back to From Our Break. So now we're going to talk about how the night of the killing was told by both brothers. So both brothers claim that they went out to the movies together, but returned home to get Eric's ID when they found the bodies. They immediately called the 911, and in the background you can hear Eric crying, saying that they killed our parents. When the responding officer came to check out the crime scene, he saw Eric on the lawn crying. Later, we find out how the evening actually happened. So, before, on August 18th, 1989, the brothers went out together and bought shotguns. On August 20th, 1989, 2 days later, they both walked into the living room, shotguns fully loaded, and shot fires. Eric, who was the first to shoot, had hit his mother, and the mother had taken most of the shots. She still didn't die because they didn't damage it so much, so she tried to crawl over to the coffee table and hide behind it. When Lyle saw her, he went over to her and shot her, thinking she was dead. So then he goes over to his father, who was laying on the ground from being shot multiple times, and stepped on his back, pointing the gun in the back of his head, and shot him. He still hadn't realized how his mother was still alive and had watched the whole scene happen. So So when he realized how his mother had saw everything and still was alive, he walked over to her and shot her, making sure that this time she was dead, causing Lyle to have shot the last shot. Hello, and welcome back. Now that we have covered how they told the story and how it actually happened, and their backstory, we're going to get into how it happened in court. In court, the brothers have kept a strong front. They had kept their story straight about how the night happened and how they had nothing to do with it. Like I had previously said they were at the movies, and went back to get Eric's ID when they found the pants. But we both know that's not how it actually happened. What actually happened was that they had killed their parents while they were watching a movie. It wasn't until the court ordered them to meet with a therapist, and the youngest of the two brothers, Eric, broke and confessed that they had killed them both. Prosecutors say that they killed out of hatred and greed, while the brothers say they killed to end their misery from all the assaults that their parents had given them. After the trial ended, the brothers were sent to prison for first-degree murder and sentenced for life. They were sent to different prisons and in 2018 reunited in the Richard J. Dolvin Correctional Facility in San Diego, California, where they remain till this day. Both of the brothers had married women on the outside, and while Lyle had married two women, Eric only married one. They have been in prison for 26 years and still remain there to this day. Many people to this day still say that they only did it for the money. On the other hand, many people say that it was the right thing that they did it and shouldn't have gone to jail for it because of the assault and misery that the parents had put them through. There are shows about the Menendez brothers and documentaries about how it happened in court that you may watch on YouTube and Netflix, I believe so. Now, I believe that the brothers had did the right thing and shouldn't have been in jail for it, but many may disagree. What do you think about it? Do you think that they should stay in jail, or should they be released and granted all the money that they had earned from the parents' death? Honestly, if some people honestly believe that they made it all up about the assault that they were given, even though their cousin had came out in a newsletter saying that it was all true. But please tell me your opinion. Do you think they should stay in jail or be granted freedom? She says my name. I love it when she calls my phone. She even got a very old ringtone. If that ain't love, then I don't.